Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's you Tuesday. That means today at 4 o'clock you could win a flyaway to Los Angeles for a one-night stay and a chance to meet Bono and The Edge, take a picture, and listen to their new record together.
What do I get from Jane again?
A lot of U2 love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, today, 4:05. This is a one-shot deal, too. She's taking caller number 97. You are going to win that trip and head down and check. What an amazing prize. So make sure you're listening to Jane this afternoon.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yeah, that's fine. That's not dinner, though. That's
no, agreed. That's finger
snacks.
Foods,
and
sure.
Then actually, you are there among others. Mm-hmm. So scarfing.
Well, it's kind of hard to eat.
Yeah,
I mean, but everybody just wants to meet you. And
well, we might
pictures.
Go for an early dinner. My parents are going to be in town. I'm not positive that they're going to go because they're flying in on Tuesday. So I'm not positive they're going to go to the show.
Yeah.
But,
they're going to miss that show.
I don't
really
know. Well, they're going to come to the Friday night show. Yeah.
All right. So boy, I don't. You've got a big week.
I have a big week. It's true.
Oh.
Yeah. We're probably going to do an early dinner if you guys want to join us at the Fairmont's right across the street.
Right.
So. Talk to Michelle and see.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Did I say text number? 800-400-3697. 415 says, this is where we read your stuff.
Yeah.
We just have piles of it. And we want you to know we've read you.
We do.
We hear you. And we want you
cents.
To hear your comments as well.
It's fun to hear your text on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Or how jerky you are.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we do read the jerky ones so you can hear yourself.
And then sometimes the people who write the jerky ones write back and go, dude, that did sound kind of jerky.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I feel bad about that. I've thought about that a bunch of times. That was the wrong thing to do.
Mm.
You're missing the point on the shower curtain statistic. The reason it became common practice for people to check behind the shower curtain is due to the movie scene in Psycho, which is kind of funny because the attacker was on the outside of the shower curtain.
Right. She was in the shower and he was stabbing through the shower.
That's
right. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the movie from the 60s.
415. When hubby travels for work, I come home and check every closet and behind every shower curtain.
That's so funny. I do get super paranoid whenever John's out of town. Like, I feel like he was the one who would prowl around the house at night and make sure that everything was okay. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, okay.
Like every little noise.
Go to bed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If at a party or my cousin's house, I pull the curtain back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
People, especially kids, seem to like to hide in tubs.
Mm. Yeah.
415 says, I often eat cold food because I can't find a good show to watch.
Oh, funny. So they've sat there so long with their food that they can't. Huh.
The surf and turf, when it's just the tail, comes from the spiny lobster.
Is that what that one's called?
And they sent pictures, too. Mm. And they are missing their little claws.
Yeah.
Or their big claws.
They look like they just have... They do have kind of a bigger leg in the front there. But,
it's a baby.
It looks like a regular lobster leg.
Yeah. Oh, 626 says, I guess that Disney fast fact. Yay me.
What was the Disney fast fact?
That they are the second...
Oh.
Purchaser of explosives.
Well, they do a show every night. That's probably at all the parks.
Right. So excited, says 650. Our daughter purchased tickets for she and her husband and my husband and myself. Oh, boy. For
what are they going to go see?
We could have said that better, but okay. Anyway, for myself, for the Sarah and Tommy show.
Oh, funny.
That
well, I hope I don't let you down.
That should put us in the holiday spirit.
It is holiday songs.
You know, if I could mention it one more time real quick, we got in the spirit at my house last night. We made Christmas cards for Jacob Thompson. He's that young boy who has cancer. The doctors have told his parents he's not going to make it to Christmas. And he asked through his parents that he get Christmas cards from
people. He enjoyed the Halloween cards he got so much that, and they've loved the love, and so, and they've mentioned he really likes penguins. Vinny put the address via an addressed envelope on his Instagram, Ben Hassan on Instagram.
It's also a story you can find on Google, but you can find it on my Instagram. But the address for Jacob is there, and it's because we put on Christmas carols and sat down and made cards for the boy, and it really did put us in the spirit.
That's sweet.
Songs were playing, the construction paper, scissors, glue, marker pens were all over the table, and it was a pretty cool little moment for us. So that'll get you in the mood too.
Card parties are great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you had one, and you enjoyed it. Sure, you made cards.
Okay.
Maybe you could throw one for Valentine's too.
I went to a card party.
You threw it. A card party.
Imagine that.
You provided all the materials.
I did. Go to the store and buy the supplies.
Getting soft, buddy.
Is that a tear rolling down your cheek?
That is one of the tough stories. Look,
you're a human being with emotions, and they're rising to the surface.
408 says, my husband loves to pee in the backyard, too. So weird, but good to know the fascination is normal.
Mm. Don't do it. You kill the grass. You kill the plants.
Vinny, don't forget, you can't whiz out in the backyard anymore. You got a little girl that's going to be going out there to play and digging in the dirt. Gross.
How is the backyard? Have you used it at all, or is it too cold?
Used it for what?
For, you know, lounging, having a barbecue, having people over. You string some cafe lights across the back. Oh, I can't wait to see your backyard.
It's extremely busy times for me. I have not had any time. What I cannot wait for is a minute to just pick up my guitar and sit down and play for a little while.
Pick up my guitar and play.
There's no backyard time. There hasn't been any guitar time. It's been chore after chore.
Has your daughter gone out there to play?
Yes, absolutely.
And does the cat go out there and explore?
Yeah. And the missus goes out there to eat or drink coffee. She likes it.
Yeah. It's nice to have a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
She really wanted one too, right? Wasn't that one of her things?
One of the things, yes, absolutely. My anthropology professor said his most proud moment was when he could afford to land. When he can afford land and a nice house so he can wake up and go number one off his deck.
Oh, God. Jesus.
510 says, animals go outside, people use bathrooms.
That's right.
Says 510. 707 says, hell yes, human.
What now?
Best entrance music ever!
For the game. You better save that for Bryn. I mean, clearly Vinny likes that one.
Wow. It's time to play a game.
I didn't even know who did it, but I knew I loved it.
Rest in peace, Lemmy.
It's funny how I was able to write that, record it, get it all balanced.
You're amazing. How do you do it? Every day.
Some days are better than others.
Human every day.
Oh, this is a part of the show where we're all a little loopy.
I know, right?
510 says, the 60 Minutes story, and this is the one about the Millennium Tower, the sinking tower of San Francisco.
Right.
They covered almost everything we already knew. However, the part about how they planned to fix it was interesting.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. Right, we get it. It's leaning. What are you going to do about it?
415 says, currently deemed safe to occupy, but... ...
Yeah. It just seems...
2 inches a year, everyone. It's going to sink and lean 2 inches a year.
My God.
707, love the Christmas cards Vinny and fam made last night. Yeah, you should... It really was fun. And it was like $20 to get the supplies.
Right.
Which...
Well, and you created a family memory. Like, what a lovely thing. And you talk to your daughter about people who are going through hard times. I mean, she's a little kid. She doesn't have a frame of reference for that.
415 says, there were missing papers at City Hall about the building permits and requirements
of
the Millennium Tower.
What?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's no surprise there at all. I'm sure the planning department is sweating.
Carl, what are you doing in there? Nothing! Nothing! I'm not here! I'm not here right now!
It's Carl's brother!
Into the shredder.
Exactly.
Who was mayor during that time?
I don't know.
Does that matter?
When was it though?
Has to go back to... Oh, because Gavin was in there at one point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Frank Jordan, Willie Brown.
Well,
Lee.
How long has Lee been? He hasn't been there a while. He's been there like seven years.
Yeah,
has it been that long?
He's been mayor since 2012.
Would it have gone to the mayor? Would it go past the planning department? I have no idea.
I don't know how that works. I don't know about government.
Me neither.
My husband works for a construction company which was invited to bid on the project to fix the Millennium Tower.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like the people, the construction people today can achieve incredible stuff.
It is amazing.
So,
but it would have been great if
even in the olden days. Look at the bridge that you cross every day.
Engineers are amazing.
And you see the pictures of the way that thing was just built out over the water, self-suspending there for a while.
It's amazing. Yeah. A lot of people died making that.
I'm sure.
You know, it does seem like engineers can do amazing things and that any engineer worth his salt would have said, we need to go down to bedrock on this.
Yeah.
And
let's use steel.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, that building, if it continues to sink and lean, I mean, there are so many other buildings around that. It's going to be a liability for all those buildings. I'm bummed if I own an apartment in the place next to it.
I know.
Well, remember, I hate to say this, it is Dreamforce Day in San Francisco, but do you remember how there was the Salesforce Tower tweeted out, down to bedrock, no problems here. And it was like a joke at the Millennium Tower. And the Millennium Tower could have very well said, when we fall, we will hit you.
Yeah. Right. Isn't
just
that the
so
direction,
you know.
Too? It's they're leaning northwest.
I'm not good with the directions like that.
Yeah,
don't,
what are you doing?
Don't ask
any of us. Why don't you just do
us?
Math in front of everybody?
I mean, come on.
You can just pull it up on Google
Maps.
Who talks
northwest, east, nobody? Just,
yeah. Okay, sorry.
Do you?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I mean,
you're on the ocean.
It's laid out like a grid. I mean, you can figure out which direction.
San Francisco's not laid out as a grid.
Well, a lot of it is.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
Did you get a winner, Human?
I sure did. Use that.
Why don't you say it so people will stop calling?
Mallory from Petaluma.
All right, Mallory. Nice work. Congratulations. We'll see you at Winterland. Three more chances today. We're doing this all week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of chances to win, but you got to stay here at the Alice.
12, 3, and 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the fives.
650 says, I had a guy with a bent one once, and I can tell you after a while it creates a lot of soreness.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
And 510 says, the upside to the...
Bend.
They make amazing lovers. It hits just the right spot, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
So I don't...
Seems like it would hit the side.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what... Maybe in this person, it's on the side.
Maybe. Or maybe that person just does it sideways.
Could be.
Could be. Curved ones.
I hooked up with my ex-boyfriend's best friend before I even met my boyfriend. He found out a few months later and dumped my slutty...
Oh.
Bleep.
Woo-hoo.
Well,
you don't want to be with someone that you are imagining your best friend humping.
Oh, no. No. It's hard enough if you even know the person.
Right.
At all.
Let alone it's your best friend or your
been
brother.
With your love, and you're like, oh, that's just great.
So you've tapped this
that
keg
person.
As well. That's fantastic.
Super.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, we've all got a past.
Yeah, but you don't want it to keep clunking you on the head every time you walk into a room.
Oh, hey, I remember our time together.
There's the guy. Who you know.
Yeah, you don't want that.
With your person.
Yeah. Poor John.
You're John?
Oh, because so many of your friends that you currently have been with you?
Or use that, yeah. John.
Oh, my John.
I feel bad for both of them.
Johnny,
why?
Dean.
They're lucky. They got good, solid relationships with good, solid women.
I don't think I ever did any of his friends.
Sure,
no, you
that.
Got rid of his friends. He doesn't have any anymore. You made
true.
Them all go away. She laughs. Look at her. She's just laughing.
His friends stunk.
Yeah, they were losers.
Yeah, I got some new friends. My friends.
Yeah, how are his new friends? Tell us about them. There are no new friends, everybody.
Yeah, when you're 50,
it's just him
friends
and
don't just grow on trees.
Oh, I guess not.
They grow in the over 50 softball league.
Oh, man.
He's made friends with a few friends that I have, the guys. I mean, I don't think he's calling them to go out.
Is he getting any work friends?
He's hanging out with Caleb and Gino, everybody.
And George, he likes George.
Georgie is pretty great.
George is great.
Yeah.
408 says, sweet Revenge of the Nerds reference, Sarah.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't remember making it. It might have just been a coincidence.
Oh, human. Countries where women receive equal pay include Belgium, Hungary, Israel, Italy, Norway, Germany, Mexico, France, Slovenia, Netherlands, Luxembourg, Australia, and Ireland.
We didn't say countries. We said companies. Listen up.
Listen up.
Yeah,
burn,
you dummy.
415.
No wonder you make less money.
In
God.
Your face.
<I guess.
laughs> Countries.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. I saw Hooman last night at the Coco screening.
Oh.
I just want to say how cool it was to see him, and I wish I had said hi.
Oh, you should have.
You saw that last night?
I sure did.
Tell us everything.
If you're of Latino descent, even half, I'm talking about your kid, you got to take her.
Oh, well, my kid was also born on Day of the Dead, which is what that's about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I'm going to debate with. So we don't get to review this for 2 weeks. But when Tommy comes on, I'm going to debate, you know, this might be, you know, you're talking about dead and skeletons and death.
Love it.
I don't know if, you know, it's good for a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old to see that. But we'll see what Tommy says. He might have a, you know, he's a dad.
How old are his kids?
They're older.
They're older, yeah.
8th grade, maybe 9th grade.
The youngest one that came from his side was 6th grade. But Chris Kelly was there. He brought his kids. He thought it was fine for his kids as well.
Are they young?
Yeah. Like, I think 3rd and 5th grade. Uh-huh.
But how was the movie?
Really, really well done. Like, there were some real spectacular moments in it. It's no Up, it's no Inside Out, but it's still very good. Listen, it's better than Brave. Can I say that? Thanks.
Sure. You can say whatever you want.
Wait, clearly. Brave, the one, Merida?
Yeah.
I like Merida.
Yeah,
I don't know, that bear thing.
It's
the
a
mom.
Good message. She's not just going to marry some guy. She can stand on her own.
Yeah, what is she?
Yeah, but
die?
When the mom got turned dude. Into a bear, that was a little.
Well
yeah,
listen.
It's just his magic. It's suspension. It's a cartoon, for God's sake.
Right.
I don't know. That Maybe it that. Lost me at that point.
I loved the dad in that. I loved that whole movie.
You did?
Yep. I loved it.
I loved the message.
Loved
I can't play that enough for her.
How often do you play that one? Does she pick it?
She likes it, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to make her see it, but if she says, yeah, Brave or Merida, I'm like, yeah, let's watch that. Because all the others are about a husband and love.
Not Frozen.
Right? Yeah, no, good point.
Well, anyway, I liked it. We'll be reviewing it in 2 weeks. But this week coming up, everybody, our friend Rudy's coming in.
Rudy.
And we'll be reviewing Murder on the Orient Express and 3 Billboards.
All right.
We out of time? We are.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yuzette, are you excited for the secret show?
I am.
You've handed me a bunch of really good emails.
Yeah, there was one that came in. Oh, it must have been yesterday.
Oh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
The texting one.
Yeah.
I have a question.
So good. Mm-hmm.
I heard you were going to sing John Mayer songs to us on The Secret Show. Is that true?
Oh, where'd you hear that from?
It's going around.
It's a rumor.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing John Mayer songs to us?
No. Maybe Sarah can. She's the singer in the family.
I don't know. I really heard that it was you. I was all excited about it.
I'll pull up the words
it.
For you.
No, no, it's fine.
Yeah. We were looking forward to hearing you.
I heard
you.
That you were going to play guitar. I heard that too.
Oh, no.
That's interesting. That's what I heard.
Don't you two turn this on
I heard that you were going to play guitar and she was going to sing. And I was going to get to sit back and enjoy it.
If you play guitar, I will sing poorly for you.
Oh, there you go, Vinny.
That's, oh, really?
We have it on tape.
So if I play any guitar, you'll sing John Mayer for us.
No, it's not any guitar. You have to play the John Mayer song that I will sing. And
on
not
guitar.
The whole song, because I don't want to torture you. But, like, I'll give you a good minute's worth of
give
a song.
Give me a little taste of what that would sound like.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, I like that one.
Daughters?
That
kind of
makes, yes.
Sing
I
that
love
one.
That
sing
one.
That, sing that, sing that.
No, where's the guitar?
I don't have a guitar
there's
handy
right
at the
there.
Moment.
There's one right behind you. And I have a pick for you right here. I put a pick in here yesterday. You ready?
Sure. All right.
All right, here we go.
I'm just going to play this one.
All right. Fantastic. Oh, the acoustic. All right. Grab it. Here we go.
I don't know the words, though.
Whatever.
Pull them up for me. Come on. I thought we were going to do this in the secret show.
No, we're doing it right now. Are you kidding me? All right. So what is it called? Daughters?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Are you going to... Do you know the words?
No, I'm not going to sing.
I mean,
I'm
not the words. Do you know how it goes? Have you played it before?
Boy, that is not in tune. But let's go for it anyway.
No. You're doing it wrong.
You don't know.
You guys, we don't have time for this.
We
bring
do.
It down
oh, no,
to the secret
nothing.
Show.
We have nothing. We've literally nothing but time.
I have something to do before the secret show.
How in tune does that sound?
Not very. Start singing, Yuzi.
He's not playing John Mayer.
I am.
That is not John Mayer. You're not going to fool me.
I'm not.
Come on, let's go. What else we got going on right now? I got
that's
to
all.
Do.
Don't forget it's You Tuesday, 4:05 today. Listen to Jane. You can win a trip. You meet Bono in the Edge. It's amazing. 4:05. Make sure you're here for that. We're gonna go cut a secret show. I can tell it's gonna
Vinny
be a joy.
Sucks.
That'll be up sometime around noon at RadioAlice.com. We'll see you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.